Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:40 on Jacksonville's Morning News. They finally bury the hatchet despite their checkered past. Governor DeSantis reportedly meeting with his one-time opponent, former President Trump, in Miami yesterday. Live team coverage takes us to our Washington newsroom, WOKB's Kirsten Garris. Do we know much about what the two discussed?
Well, we're hearing that former President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis reportedly met privately yesterday in Miami, but also for hours. Now, sources tell the Washington Post that Trump, now the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, is asking DeSantis for some help when it comes to donors. Now, those same sources told the Post that the meeting was friendly and lasted for several hours. Now, this obviously it comes as Trump and DeSantis have had a unique relationship. Trump endorsed DeSantis back in 2018 for the governor's race in Florida. And once he was viewed as like kind of a, once then, that's when he was still like a rising star. And obviously then some of the attacks came out when they were at odds, initially trying to go for that GOP nomination last fall into earlier this year. As you know, DeSantis dropped out of the race for president back in January after really falling behind the polls. DeSantis has endorsed Trump after backing out, but we haven't really seen him campaign for Trump or help him. So we'll see where this relationship goes from here. But obviously, Florida is a big state when it comes to fundraising, especially for Republicans. So we'll see what happens over the next few weeks as Trump tries to raise more money in this campaign.
Yeah, it's all going to come down to the money. Remember, Trump had said after DeSantis endorsed him, quote, "Will I be using the name Ron DeSanctimonious? I said that name is officially retired," end quote. 9:41. Meantime, despite the criminal trial that continues in New York City, Trump still seems to be faring very well in the polls. What's the latest update there?
Yeah, so according to a new CNN poll, former President Trump continues to hold an average, advantage, over President Joe Biden as his campaign continues to move forward. Trump's support in the polls among registered voters holds steady around 49% in the head-to-head matchup against Biden, while Biden stands around 43%. So it is close, but Trump still edges out. Now, looking back, 55% of all Americans now say that they see Trump's presidency as a success, while 44% see it as a failure. Now, that initial poll was a January 2021 poll taken right before Trump left office and days after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. So we will see where things go from here. Now, looking at President Biden's time in office, about 61% say his presidency has been a failure, while only 39% say it's been a success. So we will see, where this campaign goes from here. Now, knowing this past weekend, Rich was a White House Correspondents' Dinner, so we actually heard President Biden during his remarks take some jabs at the former president. So the campaign was very much a part of this weekend, even though it was celebrating the First Amendment as well.
Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom. Thanks.